Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Minister Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He will make the real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Minister Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that are behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's out there in the free world. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been preaching about all this month the kingdom of God. We're going to continue the message on today. So I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Minister Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Yes. It's time to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin. Don't wait till you get to death door and then decide to pray. I'm telling you, it's too late. The devil will help people to wait. Say, you got time. Wait. He wants you to wait. And wait until you may be at the door of death to try to pray. When you're on your way to eternity and he knows grace is about to close, then have you down to pray. I'm telling you, don't fall in that trap. Don't fall in that trap. So many people want to serve the devil to the very last breath. And then talk about they're going to pray. I'm telling you, amen. That's a trap of the devil. Because he know, amen, grace is about to close. And when grace closes like that, how in the world are you going to get into the kingdom? And the devil knows that. That's the reason why he wants folks to wait until you get to death door and then try to pray. Because he knows you can holler and pray all you want to and grace will be closed. You heard me? And I'm telling you, and you cannot get no forgiveness for God because he'll laugh at you saying that Jesus can't help you now. That's the reason why I preach to right now. You need to repent while you breathe. While you got your health and strength, now's your time to repent. Don't wait until it's too late. You heard me? Don't wait until it's too late. But pray and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. It's time to be serious about your soul. Because so many people are leaving this world and not, amen, don't know the Lord. Don't know God as their Savior. Praise the Lord. It's time to, amen, get yourself right with the Lord. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Mark 1 and 15. What did the Bible say, Minister Velvet?
It's saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now is the time to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I won't sin anymore. Amen. People won't say, Lord, forgive me for my sin because you know you're scared to say I ain't going to sin no more because you're going to sin again. If you're going to sin again, you're not God of sorrow and reach your heart yet. Amen. You still playing games. But, amen, it's time to stop playing games. It's time to say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. I won't sin anymore. Stop sinning. The Lord will deliver you from them sins. Yes, he will. He'll deliver you from them sins. Fix it so you can live right. Believe the gospel. Jesus come to save you from your sin. That's what the Bible said. Say Matthew 1:21. Talk about the Virgin Mary. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus come to save you from your sin. And take sin out of you. That's the parts a lot of people leave out. They want to get, they've been delivered from forgiveness for sin, but they don't want to get the cleansing part to get the devil out so they can live right. That's why you got a lot of Christians talking about their saved son. Ain't no such thing as a saved son. When the Lord saved you from your sin, you lose that name as a son. You don't be called a sinner no more. You be called a child of God. You be born again. That's why Jesus come to cleanse you, wash you through the blood. And the blood of Jesus what washes you and clean you up and make you a new person. Cause you to be boned again. Boned by the power of God. Therefore, preachers, y'all need to start preaching the blood. After you repent of your sins, preach the blood. Amen. Those of you that hear this broadcast, it's important to preach the blood. Let the people go through the blood. Let them get a blood bath. Get a blood washed. Amen. So they can receive the Holy Ghost. Because you can't put new wine in old bottles. Amen. People, what I'm talking about, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. And you think, amen, I repent. And amen. Go in the water. Amen. Come out the water. And then go to the cavern and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'm telling you, Acts 2:38 carries a deeper mystery. Water is important. I agree with you 100%. It's part of your salvation. But you got to go farther than the water. What did Jesus do at John's baptism? He rose out the water. And he went to Calvary. How many of y'all done been to Calvary? Huh? Jesus' name is not in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is at Calvary. And preachers, we need to start preaching that. And start preaching that stuff. Amen. Talking about you being baptized in Jesus' name in the water. Amen. And come up and get the Holy Ghost. Because, amen, you can take a drunkard and go in the water and say Jesus' name. He's still a drunkard when he come out the water. You hear me? Praise our God. Amen. And I'm telling you, a drunkard, amen, I'm telling you, it's not ready for heaven. I'm telling you, praise God. It takes the blood of Jesus to change your life. I'm telling you, it takes the blood. We sang this song, "What Can Make Me White as Snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Amen. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to wake up, people. It's time to wake up and stop, amen, trying to go to heaven off of half truths. I'm telling you, half truth. Amen. Praise our God. Because you're going to take the blood to give, amen, to make it to the kingdom. And in the blood of Jesus. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Acts 2:38 carries a mystery. And praise and start, you need to start preaching that mystery. Praise our God. So folk can get it like the Bible said. So you be ready to go to heaven. Praise our God. Because you can't go to heaven jumping over top of Calvary. I'm telling you, praise our Lord. Amen. Because, amen, Peter didn't want you to jump over Calvary. He wants you to go to Calvary. And let Jesus do the part that he come to do. That is to take sin out the sinner. Amen. And cause you to be born again by the power of God. Amen. Praise our God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Members of Velvet, praise our God. Amen. Go to St. Luke 17 and 20. What did the Bible say? Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to repent.
And when he was a man of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo her, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."
And that's what I'm talking about, the power of God. I'm not talking about the actually physical kingdom. A lot of times folks looking for the physical kingdom. How are you going to get into the physical one if you don't have the power of God in you? Because like I said, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. I'm telling you, people looking for the physical kingdom. But I'm looking, but it's time to get the power of God in you. Get that kingdom in you first. Get that power of God in you so you can live right. So you'll be ready to go to that physical kingdom. When that kingdom appears, you'll be able to go into that physical kingdom. Amen. I want to get into that physical kingdom. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Go sweeping through the gates of heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I know this is a hot message. It's very hot. Because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Lay your hands on the radios upon the contact. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, talking about the kingdom of God. Lord, look at the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, I came in. Deliver the people and set them free. Lord, open up blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Cause the lame to walk. Lord, bless the people. Lord, deliver the people. Lord, set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Minister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for one, he would do the same thing for you. So do you believe, no matter how hard or how deep you go, that the Lord can deliver you, he can set you free. All you got to do is be willing to allow him to do it for you. And he will and he shall. Don't be having prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He is always there for you and waiting for you and to help you. Those in the free world, think with your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray, but we pray for you. And God has a plan for you. But you just got to be able to allow him to work in our lives freely. He's not going to force himself. You've got to allow him to come in. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But as I never get tired of saying, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Minister Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up more doors to get into more jails and prisons. Come tell you, the inmates, they love to see us visit the facilities. They want us to come back. That's how they do. Because we have, amen, demonstrated Jesus Christ. And that's why. So, amen, pray for us. We will pray for you. Tonight's broadcast, this is, amen, Elder William, Chapter William D. Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Minister Velvet, saying that. If Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.